Polls show President Trump trails Joe Biden significantly in Washington state. Nonetheless, the Republican candidate for governor is a Trump supporter and self-described freedom and liberty candidate. Lauren Culp isn't well known statewide, but his yard signs are everywhere, and he has a passionate following. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story of Culp's rise.
This past May, opponents of Washington Governor Jay Inslee's stay-home order rallied at the state capitol.
USA! USA!
The protest drew a long lineup of Republican speakers, but one speaker in particular seemed to energize the crowd.
I think you know who's coming, don't you? No introduction needed! Sheriff Lauren Culp!
Culp is actually a small-town police chief. As he took the mic that day, two supporters hoisted a giant Lauren Culp for Governor sign behind him.
How's all the insubordinates doing today?
Insubordinates is what Culp proudly calls his supporters. That's a dig at Inslee, who last April accused President Trump of inciting insubordination.
Jay Inslee doesn't realize that an elected public servant is subordinate to we the people!
Back in May, Culp was one of three dozen candidates running for governor. A first-time candidate, he lacked statewide name recognition and didn't hail from vote-rich Puget Sound. But the police chief from the town of Republic in northeast Washington seemed to have something the other candidates didn't, a fired-up base of support. Three months later, in the August primary, Culp came in second with 17% of the vote. He'll now face Inslee in November. So how did Culp become the Republican nominee for governor?
The Republican base is passionate about this guy.
Chris Vance is the former chair of the Washington State Republican Party.
In a way, they were never passionate about Bill Bryant or Rob McKenna,
the two previous Republican candidates for governor. Vance, who left the Republican Party and became an independent after Trump's election, describes Culp's ascension as a watershed moment.
The far right of the party has taken control.
Culp's quick rise happened in a strange year for Washington Republicans. With Inslee seeking a rare third term and anti-Trump sentiment running high, more moderate candidates took a pass on the race. Out of that political vacuum appeared Culp, who casts himself as an outsider.
I've never been a politician. I detest most politicians.
Yeah! Culp's political origin story begins in 2018. That's when he refused, as police chief, to enforce Initiative 1639, a ballot measure that raised the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle to 21.
Police Chief Lauren Culp joins us tonight by Skype.
He appeared on Fox News. He started getting invites to speak at gun shows and Republican Party dinners. And he wrote a book, American Cop, Upholding the Constitution and Defending Your Right to Bear Arms.
The more I went and spoke, and the more word got out about my book and people read it, the more people started asking me to please run for governor.
But now, Culp faces a series of electoral reality checks. It's been 40 years since Washington voters last elected a Republican governor. He's up against a two-term incumbent, and he's trailing in the fundraising race. Still, Democrats have warned their supporters that, just as with Trump, Culp shouldn't be underestimated. Current Republican Party chair Caleb Heimlich agrees with that assessment.
This is a very tumultuous year, and I think given all of that, anything's possible.
Since the primary, Washington Democrats have labeled Culp dangerous and irresponsible, citing his comments on climate change and police reform and his opposition to Inslee's mask mandate. As the election approaches, Culp has been traveling the state holding campaign rallies. He calls them victory protests in violation of the governor's ban on large crowds. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.